This is Audiophile. I'm Jeremy Spiegel. I'm here with Connor Letourneau, and he is here today to talk to us about senior gymnast Jen Iovina. So, Connor, why don't you start by telling us about who she is, how she did in the meet last week.
Jen Iovina is a senior gymnast on the Terps women's gymnastics team. I initially found out about her because I am a sports staff writer for the Diamondback, and I cover gymnastics. Last week, the gymnastics team had a quad meet against Bridgeport, William & Mary, and Temple. And at the meet, she got the highest score on balance beam. So I interviewed her after the meet, started talking to her a little bit about the meet, and then she started telling me about her story a little bit. And that's what gave me the idea to write this.
And what is it about her background that makes this such an amazing story?
Well, Jen is a really interesting and compelling story, I think, because coming out of high school, she's originally from Olney, Maryland. She was a top five recruit in gymnastics in the entire country. She basically had her pick of any school she could go to. And she ended up deciding to attend the University of Alabama, which is the number one gymnastics program in the country, arguably. And so she went there, and then within a month of arriving at Alabama, she got extremely sick. And she had no idea why. She is only 4'11", and she lost over 20 pounds in a five-month period and, you know, really couldn't even leave her bed and struggled to go to class and couldn't compete. And she found out she had a rare disease of the nervous system, and she ended up being out of gymnastics for 2 years. And then after her sophomore year at Alabama, she decided to transfer to Maryland to be close to home, started feeling better, and long story short, ended up being a part of joining the Terrapin gymnastics program, and now she's one of our key contributors as a senior.
Wow. Was there ever a moment that she seriously considered quitting gymnastics for good?
Well, the interesting thing that she told me was when she first found out about the severity of her disease, she knew that her gymnastics career wasn't done, and that she felt like she had no closure to the end of her gymnastics career, and she needed to come back in some aspect, some way. And so even though she wasn't sure if she'd physically be able to, I think she always kind of knew that she had to give it another try.
Were doctors counting her out, or is this a miracle
story? Yeah,
it's
kind of a miracle in a lot of ways, because her doctors, she had an extremely severe case of this condition, which is an extremely rare disease called dysautonomia or something like that. It's a very rare disease in the nervous system. They told her that she would never be able to compete in gymnastics again, that she had a chance of dying. And she ended up within 2 years being able to compete again at the Division I level, which is, you know, amazing.
Did she describe at all how she felt when she finished the meet, landed with the best score?
Yeah, she. If you read my article, you can see that that's kind of how I framed my article, by talking about that moment where she ended up getting a 9.825 for that performance on beam last week. And she said that landing, she felt like everything had kind of been leading up to that moment, because, you know, being able to perform at such a high level, that was such an impossibility not that long ago, and it just is a testament to all the hard work she's put in to get to that point.
What an amazing story. Thank you, Connor. I'm
Thank
Jeremy
you.
Spiegel, and you're listening to Audiophile.